Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:45. You know what that means. It is time now for Adopt a Pet on Tuesday morning. Every Tuesday morning, we mix and mingle with a local pet that needs home. Adopt a Pet, presented by Blair and Clayton Nell at Borough Realty in Carborough, where they live by the motto, Integrity Matters. This morning, I am joined by Shana Yadid. You did it, dog training in Durham. And Shana, I understand we're also live on Instagram this morning.
We are live on Instagram. Hey, y'all.
I'm so excited. Hello, folks. Good to see you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for watching. All right. Let's get a dog adopted. Tell us who you brought in here today.
Today, we have an OG. He came our first time out, Odie.
Yeah.
And he's the one that we have been saying Ron needs to adopt because he's got ears made for radio. I mean, it's just the perfect. You said it yourself.
All right.
And then we have Cleo, who is a bit more nervous about new situations and new people and new scenarios.
Didn't seem that way. When he came in.
So what I did was I brought Odie, who's a much more confident dog, made it a train experience.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, with rescues, oftentimes they have had bad experiences with various things in normal everyday life that humans are like, why is my dog freaking out about the broom? You know, like, what is that about?
Mm-hmm.
So Cleo is just more nervous about these new things, and Odie is. So it allows for like a monkey see, monkey do kind of setup. And ultimately, it sets both dogs up for better success.
Except it's doggy suggy do.
Exactly.
And I'm hearing a over there right now.
Oh yes, that's the girly little dogs, mama Cleekly.
Two dogs that get together. That's what they often do.
Yes, they make some noise, you know.
Shana, everything is a training experience with you.
Yes.
I mean, you are so busy. It's like you must have more energy than any of these dogs you bring in here. Tell us what's going on at You Did It Dog Training right now.
Well, we have our group classes going to be starting beginning of October.
Uh-huh.
We are going to be having our launch yard sale fundraiser a week from this Saturday.
Right.
And we are hoping to get some dogs adopted, and those dogs will be given, well, those adopters and the dogs will be given a one-month membership to our group classes, and that's one of our main differentiators, is that we follow through with the training process post-adoption because we see the need.
Yeah, fantastic.
I really, truly feel that, like, Cleo, especially, would be at a detriment, potentially, if she were another rescue or a shelter or other involved with another organization, just because she has these quirks. She's one of the sweetest dogs on the planet, but she's quirky.
Mm-hmm.
And to the untrained eye, she can seem like her quirks are this new thing if she's not portrayed in a way that sets her up for success.
Can't we all?
Oh, yes. I can definitely imagine.
That applies to all of us.
Yeah, everybody has their days and everybody has their shtick.
Yeah, that's right.
But Cleo's shtick would get her into trouble.
Yeah.
Without some good leadership and just setting up for success. Because nobody likes to be put into a situation where the person or being putting them there is going to fail.
But Odie's ready to go.
Odie's ready to go. And Cleo is ready to go. She just would do best in a home that has a slightly older, more confident male dog around.
Oh, tell us, refresh our memory here with Odie. It's been a while since you brought him in.
Yeah.
How did you get Odie in the first place? And tell us the story about Cleo.
So Odie came from Edgecombe County Shelter in Tarboro, North Carolina. He had been labeled aggressive for whatever. He may be barking in his kennel. He's one of the sweetest, most, like, outgoing dogs ever. Aggressive towards other dogs, but
he's not aggressive at all.
He was labeled all kinds of silly things. Mixed. He's about 3.5 years old, somewhere between 3 and 4. I say 3.5. And he actually got adopted once, and by no fault got returned. The woman who adopted him is a single mom. He was actually moving in the direction of being a potential service dog to her son who's on the spectrum. And he was doing really, really well, and unfortunately their living situation kind of fell apart, and they had to move to a place that really just didn't allow dogs, and there was no way around it.
Wow.
So he and Cleo was actually, I got Cleo's mom.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled her from a shelter way out, like almost like I can't even remember the name of the shelter anymore. It was Rowan County. There it was.
All right.
And she was this emaciated pit bull Dalmatian mix. And I actually went in to get a different dog, and I pulled this dog as well because she just spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
She just looked at me with these eyes like gave me.
Well, you obviously care so much about these dogs, and I know you devote your whole life to taking care of and finding good homes for them. And if you find out more about you did it, how do they do that?
They can find us on Instagram. We've got You Did It Sustainable Rescue, or at You Did It, and then my personal page is at Shayna Yadid.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got sustainablerescue.org is our website, and youdiditdog.training is the website training company where you can find out more about our group classes, which also help to support the rescue. And Cleo is amazing. She also was adopted once and bite her own, also ended up coming back, but she was adopted out through a different rescue organization, because when I initially pulled her mama, it was, I was with Asian, and actually that experience was part of the reason I ended up starting my own rescue, because I realized that I needed to do more for these dogs than was being done to set them up for their best in cases like Miss Cleo here.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take some pictures of both of them, and we'll put them on our website, chapelbird.com. We'll also put them on Instagram today, and hopefully we'll get one or both of these dogs adopted.
I look forward to it, and I know they do, too. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. And we're gonna do all that. And Adopt a Pet, remember, is made possible by Borough Realty and Carbro, a locally owned, client-focused real estate company. Owners and brokers have helped hundreds of families buy and sell homes and land in Orange, Chatham, Durham, and Alamance counties. No matter which borough you want to buy or sell your home in, Blair and Clayton Nell are here for you. Borough Realty, integrity matters, and they love animals just as much as we do.